Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and today we'll be discussing stories about dolphins that you may find to be a bit worrisome, like I do. There's something very enchanting about dolphins. Their quick, graceful movements, their faces which seem always to be smiling, and their mythic reputation for possessing healing qualities. Now, according to the CDC, 1 in 88 United States children now has autism spectrum disorder. The treatments are not very good, especially for severe cases, and thus parents are frustrated and desperate. Therefore, in this era of animal-assisted therapy and therapy dogs and miniature horses and anxiety animals of various species for all sorts of modern ailments, we should not be surprised by the growing phenomenon of dolphin-assisted therapy. Later in the show, Peter will be joining us with animal news, including, yes, animal activists branding themselves with hot irons. I'm pleased to now welcome Dr. Lori Marino, who is one of our favorite guests on the show. Lori is a neuroscientist at Emory University and executive director of the Camella Center for Animal Advocacy in Decatur, Georgia. She has been studying self-awareness and intelligence in dolphins and whales for 25 years. Hi, Lori.
Hi. How are you?
Lori, I'm great. Lori, you recently published an excellent article in Eon Magazine analyzing the phenomenon of dolphin-assisted therapy. Why don't you first explain to us what that is?
Well, dolphin-assisted therapy is a general term for in the industry that uses dolphins in captivity generally to make claims that there is something therapeutic about swimming with them. And they're set up all over the world, and they may vary in different ways, but what they all have in common is that they advertise that the dolphin somehow has a therapeutic value. So parents, you know, of sick children and sick people themselves are led to believe that they are actually going to get some kind of special therapy when they go to these places.
Lori, what is the background on this? How long has it been happening, and what are the origins of using dolphins in this manner?
Well, in this article in Aeon Magazine, I trace the history of DAT, or dolphin therapy, all the way back to the mythology about dolphins and how in ancient times people thought that dolphins had special supernatural qualities. And I go all the way up to modern times with people like John Lilly, who in the 60s was responsible for, again, bringing out this kind of new agey counterculture view of dolphins as being healers and superior to us and all of this stuff. And that contributed to the notion that somehow if you swim with dolphins, there's going to be a healing process that goes on. And what we have today is essentially a large, lucrative commercial business around the world that is based upon people's views that dolphins are somehow different than other animals.
Is this related to the growth of service animals in general?
It's interesting because dolphin-assisted therapy is somewhat related to animal-assisted therapy in general, but it's always stood on its own. It certainly would not be considered a service, because service animals really do provide a demonstrable service. It is one form of animal-assisted therapy, but like other forms of animal-assisted therapy, the support for the scientific support for it is equivocal.
Mm-hmm. And Lori, you wrote about Betsy Smith, who was an early proponent. Tell us what she did.
Betsy Smith was an anthropologist at a Florida university who had the original idea to see how dolphins in captivity would respond to people with disabilities. She had a brother who had some disabilities, and she took note of how gentle the dolphins were when he was in the water with them. And so she started a couple of dolphin-assisted therapy programs. But she soon came to realize that not only wasn't it effective in helping people, but it was unethical from the point of view of how you had to keep the dolphins to the point of view of telling people that this is real therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically denounced it.
Got it. And so what is the attraction and the rationale for using dolphins for therapy? And Lori, what conditions are purported to benefit from this treatment?
Well, the dolphin-assisted therapy industry targets the autism community and as well as other communities such as children with Down syndrome and other developmental conditions. But they really do run the gamut of claims. But they do tend to focus on the autism community. And you know, I think it's interesting because what they tend to focus on are conditions for which we have little knowledge of what is causing it and can be quite variable and open to interpretation. So those are the kinds of claims that they make that they are effective in successfully treating autism and some of these other developmental conditions.
And your stance is that this doesn't work. Dolphin-assisted therapy just doesn't work. It doesn't help those afflicted with autism and other conditions.
There is a literature, published papers on dolphin-assisted therapy, and in these studies, the authors claim that it is successful in treating a number of disorders. But when you really look at those studies, they are so methodologically flawed that they really cannot support those claims. So as it stands now, today, unfortunately, there's absolutely no evidence that dolphin-assisted therapy is effective treatment for really anything. And I think the thing that's most important to remember is that dolphin-assisted therapy is an activity that involves a host of components. Going to a new place, getting in the water, other types of tasks that are included, praise from trainers and therapists, and on and on and on. And it becomes one big placebo pill. And we have no idea whether the dolphin is even necessary in that whole activity, let alone therapeutic in any way.
And as a bystander, you see the kids smiling, the parents smiling,
sure.
The kid makes some expression, so everyone thinks it's working and we're all happy.
Yes, but dolphin-assisted therapy mainly relies upon the testimonials of desperate parents who, you know, have a vested interest in making sure that all the money they spent and all the time and effort they spent was well spent. There's a lot of cognitive dissonance, and I don't blame the parents. It's the dolphin-assisted therapy facility that's basically preying upon the hope of these desperate parents.
Right. Don't go away. We have Lori Marino on the show today talking about the effectiveness of dolphin-assisted therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for tuning in to Animals Today.
Mercedes C-Class. And it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale. Angus special financing. Don't miss it. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Thank you.
Dr. Lori Marino, neuroscientist at Emory University. Lori, before the break, you were speaking about that there's really no reputable data or studies out there to support the notion that dolphin-assisted therapy is effective and help those afflicted with autism and other conditions. Lori, what other criticisms do you have about this practice?
Well, one might look at a dolphin-assisted therapy session with a child in the water being towed around by a dolphin, and the child is smiling and seems to be happy and is responsive, and think, well, what's the harm? In fact, it would be nice for the child to enjoy him or herself. Well, the answer to what's the harm is a big one. First of all, swimming with captive dolphins is very risky from the point of view of disease transmission, and especially from the point of view of being harmed. A lot of people have gotten into the water with captive dolphins and have been sent to the hospital. Captive dolphins can be very, very aggressive, and it's very risky to put anyone, let alone a small child, in a tank with these basically large, powerful predators. And that's something that is not readily advertised by these DAT facilities when they want you to come and pay for the service. So there's a tremendous risk to people. The fact that it doesn't work shows that, you know, the hopes of vulnerable parents will be dashed often. And also, the dolphins are kept in captivity, and we now have a mountain of evidence that tells us that dolphins don't do well in captivity. They don't live as long. They die of stress-related diseases. Their welfare is very poor. So this is the only win in the situation is for the people that are running these facilities.
Lori, talk about the DAT facilities. Who or which organizations are providing this alleged therapy, and do you contend there's deception going on?
There are a number of dolphin-assisted therapy facilities in the United States, in Florida, in Hawaii, and around the world, really, in the Bahamas, in Israel, everywhere. And I wouldn't say that we know for sure that there's deliberate deception going on, but the fact of the matter is that if you run one of these facilities, you have a vested interest in convincing people to come and pay for your services, and that's always going to be a conflict of interest. I think that probably some of the people that work at these facilities have convinced themselves that what they're doing is appropriate and real science and therapy, but that doesn't make it so.
Right, and earlier you briefly mentioned about the mythology. Tell us a little bit about that, the mythology surrounding dolphins and their healing powers. There's an ancient history of attributing powers to them.
Therapy would even exist if it were not for the fact that people have special feelings for dolphins, that they believe that dolphins somehow, above all other animals, have some sort of special powers. And that comes from the mythology behind dolphins that's existed since ancient times. And it's taken the form of everything from making dolphins into gods and goddesses to thinking that dolphins are from another planet to dolphins as healers and spiritual teachers. So people imbue dolphins with all kinds of characteristics that they would never give to any other wild animal. And so they get in the water with this wild animal with all these assumptions about the animal that just aren't true.
Lori, I wanted to briefly go on to a different type of exploitative activity involving dolphins, and that is women giving birth in the water in the presence of dolphins. A couple recently said they wanted to do this, and it made the news. Do people really do this?
Well, I don't know how many people have actually done it. I have seen videotapes of people who do it. This is part of the same kind of pseudoscience phenomenon that dolphin-assisted therapy is part of. It's this notion that dolphins somehow are special, that somehow they have healing or therapeutic properties, and in this case, that somehow having a dolphin present when you're giving birth is somehow going to translate into a better birth or a healthier birth or, you know, all kinds of things like this. But again, there's absolutely no evidence. And the fact of the matter is that you're putting yourself and the newborn at risk by exposing the baby and yourself to a large predator in a captive situation that animal does not want to be in. No one would do tiger-assisted therapy or hippopotamus-assisted therapy or a therapy with any other form of predator, and yet somehow they believe things about dolphins that they don't believe about other animals.
Don't go away. More with Lori Marino right after the break.
Under my
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner from Advancing the Interests of Animals, and here are a few more ways you can be kind to animals, beginning with this. Report suspected animal abuse or neglect. If you see an underfed dog or an animal left in a car on a hot day, report it right away. You could be saving a life. Try a vegetarian diet, even just for a week. Decreasing and then stopping consumption of animals is probably the best way to show your appreciation for them. And for the environment, too. Don't buy cosmetics or household products that have been tested on animals. That's easy these days. And finally, don't wear clothing made from animals. Begin by saying no to fur and gradually give up animal products like leather and wool. It's easier than you might imagine. This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Please visit us at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details.
Flawless as a gem, it turns ordinary into exquisite. The cool confidence of Fruitare.
Frozen fruit and milk bars.
Strawberry meets its destiny, and that destiny is...
Dairy is so berry.
The taste, the brain freeze, 24 karat cold.
Fruitare, feel it.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it!
For the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it!
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it!
Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Public cloud.
Cloud security.
Cloud access.
Cloud
sourcing.
These days, a lot of people are talking about the cloud. At Kronos, we're actually doing something with it. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative time and attendance, scheduling, HR, and payroll solutions are helping organizations of all types increase revenues, lower costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Lori, the movie Blackfish recently came out about SeaWorld and the death of Don Brandschau. I've not seen it yet, but what do you know about it?
Well, I had the good fortune of being interviewed in the film and appearing in the film. The film is produced by Gabriella Copperthwaite, and it's going out in national release in July. I believe it's the 19th of July. It'll be in movie theaters all over. And it is the story of how it came to be that this orca in captivity, Tillicum, killed his trainer, Don Brandschau. And you basically come to understand the backstory of how something like this could have happened. It leads you into the world of orca captivity, and by the end you can certainly understand why an animal like Killikuma, who was taken from the wild when he was a baby, thrown into different facilities, kept captive in a small tank by SeaWorld, finally vented his frustrations on the person closest to him, his trainer.
Hmm. Lori, I'd like to give you the opportunity to speak to all the parents and relatives who are considering bringing the family to a marine park. What would you like to tell them? After all, they just want their kids to have a good time.
Yes. I want to tell parents that being against captivity for dolphins and whales is not being against children or having children enjoy themselves. But the fact is that when you go to a facility like a Marine World or a Sea World, you are teaching your children something about nature that I don't think anyone wants to teach them. And that is that we can control them, we can exploit them, we can abuse them. And I don't think that's a message that parents want their children to get. But when they go to these shows, these displays, these facilities, that is the message that they're getting. I also want parents to know that these kinds of places deliberately misinform the public about captivity, about the animals and how healthy they are and how happy they are, just so they could keep people coming through the turnstile. So buyer beware. Don't be fooled.
Very well stated. Dr. Lori Marino, Executive Director of the Camella Center for Animal Advocacy, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, were you listening in?
I was.
Interesting stuff, huh?
Yes, she knows it.
Yes, she does.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
Yeah,
Blackfish.
Yeah.
And I find it remarkable that it's getting a wide general release. That's really incredible.
It's great.
Yeah, so we'll have to go. That'll be the movie we see this year, I guess.
That's right.
Looking forward to that. You know, we've been following that story, tragic story, for a long time, and it's great that someone really took this challenge on. So a new list for you of most popular cities or best cities for vegan-friendly dining in the country.
Okay.
And
San Diego.
Some surprises.
San Francisco.
No, see?
Los Angeles. No? I'm wrong?
I'll go from a countdown, from 10 to number 1.
Okay.
Number 10, Richmond, Virginia. I don't know why, but they are number 10. Number 9, Boulder, Colorado.
Okay, not surprised by
not
that.
Not surprising. And we were there recently. We ate at Leaf Vegetarian Restaurant. And that was nice.
Yeah.
Even satisfied the parents there. Vegas. Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yes, it hits the list. That's a growing vegan community there.
Yeah.
And led by Steve Wynn, right?
Right.
So Wynn's vegan. And
wasn't he one of the first to put vegan options on his menus in big casinos?
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's got his resorts, and he's a real leader in the city. And so you can eat well at any of his places. We should check that out.
We should.
So, Steve, you can invite us anytime. I know you've got the room for us. Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
This was also surprising to me,
right.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, sure.
It's been referred to as the next great vegan city by Veg News.
Mm.
So that's up and coming. And that's exciting for me. When I was there recently, I didn't see any of that, but I wasn't looking. So we'll see. Seattle. Okay, that doesn't surprise me. That's number 7 on the list. And the University District. It's one of the most vegan-friendly neighborhoods in the whole country.
Wow.
So we should visit that, too, when we're up there. Oh, we're going up there soon. That should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do a lot of eating.
Yes. Number 5, Chicago.
Wow.
Not historically a vegan city, but, catching on in Chicago. And New York City is number 4 on this list, including the famous Brothers Pizza Cafe. And I guess they have everything in New York City, so I'm sure you can eat happily there. Number 3, now we're coming down to the end of this countdown of the popular vegan cities for dining, Los Angeles.
Yep.
So we're outside of Los Angeles here, and truly it seems like every day there's another vegan restaurant opening up.
It sure does.
And that, you know, it seems like this is really one of the hubs for a sort of vegan lifestyle and vegan eating for sure.
Yeah.
And people are posting their vegan meals and sharing their recipes, and to me it just seems to have a huge vegan presence in Los Angeles. Portland is number 2.
Mm.
Okay, I that's a very popular hipster city these days. And they have what might be the nation's only vegan, all vegan strip mall.
Oh.
So you can just wallow away in vegan implosion therapy for you. You can get it all done.
Okay.
Yes. And number 1.
So wait. Going back to the strip mall.
Yeah.
So animal friendly everything?
Yeah.
Not just food.
Body
clothing.
Care items, clothing.
Fantastic.
Baking company.
Wow.
Yep.
One stop shop.
And a tattoo place, of course, too.
Vegan tattoos.
Number 1 on the list, and you may be surprised of who didn't make the list. Austin, Texas, number 1. It's the vegan food truck capital of the world.
Yeah, I am surprised.
So everything's happening in Austin these days.
Right.
And a lot of vegan stuff going on there. Not on the list is San Francisco, which I found surprising.
Yeah.
We've successfully eaten vegan there happily, but I guess one of the few top 10 lists San Francisco doesn't make. We ate at a place called Source, which we liked very much.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you about this phenomenon that's going on in Europe and in Israel. There is this group called 269 Life. It's a new animal rights group. And they are basically branding with hot irons their own flesh in sympathy for the animal rights movement. And boy, do they make a commotion when they set up a demonstration, including barbed wire and chains and mock-ups of animal slaughtering. And the participants take up this as a sign of their solidarity with the animals. And it's really incredible.
They're branding themselves.
Yes, they are. And wow. And these, you can go on YouTube and watch this happen. And they are really causing quite a commotion, and people look at this horrified, or they are clapping, and the whole range of reactions to this. It's remarkable that some of these things are occurring in Israel. There is an interesting observation from an 85-year-old concentration camp survivor who thinks it's a sin and a disgrace on animals to brand a human.
Hmm.
Which you can sort of understand, but it's bringing attention, and this group has really come out of nowhere, and they are called 269 Life.
Do you think the average person looking at this, whether you're vegan or not, or an animal rights person or not, you look at them and say, these are crazy people, or do you think that they make a really impactful statement here?
Well, it's certainly a statement. I mean, what the reaction, maybe any reaction is good,
maybe just
speaking is good, but certainly they are doing a public demonstration of their beliefs.
Yeah,
it's pretty strong, and it hurts.
I bet. Okay, don't go away, Peter, and don't go away. More with Peter in the news up next.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. and visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Public cloud.
Cloud security.
Cloud app. Cloud sourcing.
These days, a lot of people are talking about the cloud. At Kronos, we're actually doing something with it. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative time and attendance, scheduling, HR, and payroll solutions are helping organizations of all types increase revenues, lower costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So, what else?
Wow. Well, listening to that riff, I just have to say, that's one of the best things the Stones ever did.
I know.
Okay?
I didn't want to talk. I just want to let the song play. I didn't want you to talk.
You know, there's a recent, you know, Gallup poll does a yearly survey on the views of, on the morality of major issues in society. So the current version, you know, they compare age groups 18 to 34 and age group 35 to 54 and 55 and older on a whole range of topics concerning our morals. So, for instance, sex between teenagers viewed as morally acceptable by 48% of the younger group, but only 22% of the older group. Okay, so this year, medical testing on animals is one of the topics, and of the younger group, 18 to 34, 47% say that's acceptable, morally acceptable, but the older groups from 35 to 54 and 55 and older, about 60% say it's okay. So that's a difference of about 14 points, and that's a pretty large difference in their study between the age groups. So the younger folks are feeling that it's less acceptable to test on animals than the older folks. So that's something, hopefully they'll keep that in there yearly, and we'll be able to track that as time goes by.
Yeah. And why do you think that is? Or does it just seem reasonable to you?
Oh.
Younger people, more open-minded?
Yeah.
More liberal,
yeah.
More progressive.
All that stuff.
Okay.
You know, there is this history of testing on animals that is hopefully dissipating as technology improves and as we understand the consequences, right?
Right.
And the older folks have brought up in that history, and they're comfortable with it. And now we're in a world with microchips and... you know, maybe there's an understanding that we can get away from this or decrease it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Back to New York State. There's a bill awaiting signature by Governor Andrew Cuomo, and this is going to permit individual cities to create their own restrictions concerning puppy mills. Now, presently in New York State, they're not allowed to do this. They're not allowed. The state law and the whole state bureaucracy, which oversees the sale of animals in pet stores, is uniform, and you can't mess with it. Well, finally, it looks like that is going to be superseded by a law which would allow these municipalities to enact their own local laws, and they can be more stringent than the state regulations. New York is pretty far behind in the steel here, so we're glad that this is happening. There's a tremendous budget for the current program, which needs to get shaved off. It's amazing that $166 million funds the Department of Agriculture and Markets, which regulates pet dealers. They've got one guy running around the whole, one person, going around the state covering 267 pet stores. You think he can do that or she can do that?
Yeah, there's no way.
So we'll see what happens. So once this passes, then you could expect to see city by city enacting a ban similar to the way they've seen in Los Angeles and other cities.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
And then, you know, then the recognition happens and people understand the issues and hopefully a tidal wave.
Right.
Because, you know, still there are people innocently walking into stores to buy these puppies and not really knowing what they're getting.
They see
not,
cute puppy. And
not understanding
right.
what's behind it.
Right.
And, you know, they've got their storefront. What could be wrong?
Right.
So.
Well, educating is really the key here. People do need to understand. The consumer needs to understand what's going on. But that's great. That's a great step.
Back to Colorado, at the University of Colorado in Boulder, CU Boulder, there's a lot of discussion about them modifying their use of live animals in experiments and research. And in fact, a campaign which actually was sparked by PETA to try to get the Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee right, to reconsider their policies regarding animals has been launched, and that generated 35,000 emails from people and students to the university. So they want them to stop abusing animals in classroom labs. So that's pretty easy pickings as far as I'm concerned
sure.
these days. I mean, why does a undergraduate in a psychology course need to actually interact with a live rat?
It's not necessary.
And make the rat swim in a maze.
Right.
And so he or she can see firsthand that rat trying to swim in, find its safety zone or whatever.
Well, looking back at your education
yeah.
and your
well,
work
with
animals.
That's 1,000 years ago.
Well, do you think it helped you in any way? Your dissection of frogs and your experiments on some of...
Well, here's the thing. I definitely learned something from it, but it didn't have to be that way. I mean, I could have learned more or learned differently, and I think that's the thing. So,
and in this day and age, there's
all these
alternative
tools,
ways.
There are computer simulations.
Right.
There's videos. There's... physical models, there's all sorts of alternatives that are available. You don't have to buy the animals and then kill them. Back to Boulder, so these rats that are swimming, they what happens to them when they're done? Well, they're euthanized and they go to a foundation to feed birds of prey, a group that releases raptors back to the wild. Well, you know, that's weird.
That is weird.
So we experimented on the rat, but we used it to feed the raptor, so...
Peter, it's just all so unnecessary.
We'll see what happens in Boulder. It's a good test case. I mean, where else? Not many other colleges would you try to launch this, so that's good strategy by Peter. They usually got their finger on the pulse of these things.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah, we'll follow that.
And I'll just tell you that the Calgary Zoo, as you know, almost got flooded
out.
They have been hustling hard to save these poor animals. A couple of hippos almost escaped into the river when the water flooded out their enclosure. A couple of giraffes were wading in water up to their bellies for 2 days. The giraffes are very hard to round up, and it's not sure whether they're going to survive the shock of this.
It's just so sad.
Why do you need hippos and giraffes in Calgary is the question. Thank you to all the people who tried to save these animals and risk their lives.
Thank you. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Cameron Swayze. Former CIA and National Security Agency Director Michael Hayden said Sunday on Face the Nation, the United States conducts espionage after a German magazine cited secret intelligence documents to charge U.S. spies of bugging European Union offices.
Number one, the United States does conduct espionage. Number two, our Fourth Amendment, which protects Americans' privacy, is not an international treaty. And number three, any European who wants to go out and rend their garments with regard to international espionage should look first and find out what their own governments are doing.
Earlier Sunday, a top German official accused the United States of using Cold War methods against its allies. And her statement came in response to a report in the German weekly news magazine, Der Spiegel. This is IRN USA Radio Network News.
Ew, yuck. Unhealthy and disgusting. I hate dirt and grime. Max and I try to keep our clean home, but occasionally it gets pretty dirty. I found something that is very effective on dirt and grime. BioGreen Clean. It's tough enough to clean the toilet, but gentle enough for baby's toys. All ingredients of BioGreen Clean are eco-friendly. It eliminates dirt and grime while promoting a healthier planet. No toxic chemicals, no annoying fumes. It's a different kind of clean. BioGreen Clean comes with a money-back 100% satisfaction guarantee. Use BioGreen Clean on any surface. Use it everywhere, inside and outside your home. BioGreen Clean may be the most effective and safest cleaning formula ever produced. BioGreen Clean is available at BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean.com. Or call toll-free 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516.
Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians flooded into the streets on the first anniversary of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi's inauguration on Sunday to demand that he resign in the biggest challenge so far to rule by his Muslim Brotherhood. Waving national flags and chanting, "Get out," a crowd of more than 200,000 massed on Cairo's central square today. It was the largest demonstration since the 2011 uprising that overthrew Morsi's predecessor, Hosni Mubarak. A bomb planted near a yard where people were playing soccer in Iraq killed 12 people on Sunday, according to police. A further 24 people were wounded in the blast in the town of Nahran, south of the capital of Baghdad. The violence is part of a trend of increasing militant attacks since the start of the year, which have claimed more than 1,000 lives in May alone, making it the deadliest month since the sectarian bloodletting back in 2006 and 2007. This is IRN USA Radio Network News.
My name is Alan Smith, and you probably heard my amazing story on how I lost 51 pounds and 6 inches without even really trying. Well, I'm the creator of the Bistrictin weight control system. No, this is not another diet pill or anything you've ever tried before. Bistrictin is an all-natural alternative to gastric bypass surgery. And if you call in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to let you try Bistrictin completely risk-free. But this is a special limited offer, so you got to call now.
1-800-499-9126. That's 1-800-499-9126.
If you are an over-the-road truck driver, new rules are coming into play. Going into effect on Monday, over-the-road truckers will now have to stick to a schedule that requires taking a 30-minute break in the first 8 hours of driving, cut the maximum work week to 70 hours from 82, and then restart those 70 hours with a 34-hour break once a week. The rules are part of a program by the Obama administration to make U.S. highways safer by reducing the number of truck accidents and fatalities. The program also includes a safety rating system that shippers can review when they choose a new carrier, with the goal of prodding the trucking industry to further improve the safety of its drivers and equipment. Consumer sentiment got a little bit better in late June, ending the month close to a near